Thanks for joining me today on Mission Network News. I'm Ruth Kramer. India's Christians brace for impact as new legislation in one state tips the status quo further against them. Then walls come down this summer as Native American young people share who Jesus really is. That story coming your way in just a few moments. But first, Maharashtra is on the verge of becoming India's 13th state with an anti-conversion law. The state government has already approved the bill, and lawmakers are expected to give it final approval soon, a move that could make life harder for the state's small Christian community. Raina Miller with Mission India says,
when there's anti-conversion laws in place, it means that there's that much more fear and intimidation being put towards our programs. So there's a greater risk in that the people leading the programs have a greater chance of getting in trouble. So there might be more of a legal risk of if I spread the gospel in an anti-conversion state, I could be fined or imprisoned.
The new law would require anyone seeking to change religions to give a 60-day notice and get government approval. Amid the challenges, Mission India sees God moving.
Every time that persecution increases, somehow we see the spread of the gospel speeding up too. It says in Genesis, what was intended for evil, God used for good. And we refer back to that often in terms of persecution.
Pray for growth for the Indian church.
Our partners in India have told us that their prayer is not for persecution to stop, but for God to give them the strength to keep spreading the gospel.
Next, 3 years of war in Sudan have pushed many to the edge of survival. Often, the most vulnerable demographics are also the most at risk. While 2 out of every 5 Sudanese experience crisis levels of hunger, more than 800,000 children under the age of 5 face the deadliest form of malnutrition. Plus, John of Greater Reach Alliance says,
women and children, they are being specifically targeted. You look at all of the things we heard during the time of ISIS and the atrocities, and those are going on against women and children now in this war.
Women and children from minority groups fare the worst.
The war is driving people intentionally as far from humanitarian access as possible because of the color of their skin.
GRA and its partners recently held pop-up clinics that showed the Sudanese they weren't forgotten.
People came and literally wept. They came with their children. They dropped to their knees. And you know, they said, how could you come? No one has come.
Pray that many people turn to Jesus as a result of seeing his love in action.
God is using the light in believers and the truth of the gospel to bring these people to a place where they can find hope.
And 40 indigenous young adults are on a journey this July to share Jesus with Native America in a yearly event Brad Hutchcraft of Hutchcraft Ministries calls a Summer of Hope. They'll travel to 10 different communities to host events and share their stories.
Some of them are able to say, and yes, we've even been the suicide attempts, but we have found hope and his name is Jesus. And when they paint this picture of who Jesus is and the difference he makes, it is amazing to see the walls that come down.
The team will share who Jesus really is to many who've never heard.
They don't want their friends, they don't want these people that they're meeting even for the first time, to live another day without Jesus because they know the difference Jesus can make. So these team members, they come back from some of these events and there will be tears, there will be weeping because of their desire that people will choose Jesus.
Discipling young leaders is another major focus.
Well, it's a summer that is about sharing the good news. It is also a summer about strengthening these warriors so that they can continue to be make-a-difference warriors wherever they go.
Pray for boldness and protection for the team, and pray for there to be a great harvest in these communities. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By Give Work News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Keys for Kids is offering free devotionals for kids and teens and a set of Bible highlighters. Each faith-building story is designed to help your young person grow in their relationship with God and applies the truth of God's Word in understandable ways. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.